الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. As I always say, I either will be working under the title of correcting misconceptions or bringing the glad tidings and good news, inshallah. Now, today we will be working under the good news. Now, the famous hadith, very well known. And the only thing that I will be doing is just to remind. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعْ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind. Because verily, indeed, definitely, reminder or a reminder does benefit the believers. Because we forget. Even though we know, but we forget. So, what is the glad tiding? It's hadith Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, لَاللَّهُ أَفْرَحُ بِتَوْبَةِ أَحَدِكُمْ من رجل كان معه راحل كان في فلات ومعه راحل أو السيد in Arabic in full and I will speak in English. قال الله أفرح بتوبة أحدكم من رجل كان في فلاة ومعه راحلته وعليها طعامه وشرابه فهربت منه الراحلة فأخذ يبحث عنها حتى يأس فجلس ينتظر الموت. قال فبينا هو كذلك إذ براحلته تقف عند رأسه وعليها طعامه وشرابه من شدة فرحه أراد أن يشكر الله فقال اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك. يعني كما نقول إحنا شرت من شدة الفرحة فقد السيطرة. نعم. Let's come to the translation. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم says in this amazing, beautiful hadith, which is full of good news, glad tidings. He's trying to give us the resembling, تشبيه, تمثيل, to bring the image of how happy Allah when someone repents, when someone comes back to Allah. He says, he's resembling the following two like images or pictures. He say, it's like someone who has his camel, and he's like in an open area, let's say the desert. فلاح, أرض منقطعة, الفلاة الأرض الواسعة المنقطعة. Like a very open area, like a desert, and there is nothing in that. Which means your camel plus your food and your drinks, basically, they are the basics. If you lose them, you are lost. He said, then he lost his camel with the food and the water. He kept on following, chasing, searching, he could not. So the only thing that he has to do at that time just to stay waiting for death. So he can do nothing. There is nothing to ride, no power to walk, very hot, let's say, no food, no drink, which means it's a matter of time, but he is lost. While he's in the status of waiting death, out of a sudden, this camel with the food and the water completely reserved, just it returned back. The camel came back to him. You know, out of his happiness, he lost control in his mind. He wanted to say Alhamdulillah or Shukranillah. He said, oh Allah, you are my slave and I am your Lord. قال اللهم أنت عبدي وأنا ربك. يعني he lost completely. You know, when we are so happy or so angry, sometimes we lose the control. We don't know what to say. Now, this level of happiness with this person, to a degree that he lost control on what he's saying, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ was comparing. He says, Allah is more happy than the happiness of this person with his camel and the food and the water. Look how beautiful. Well, this is, you know, it's a metaphor, majaz, because we don't know the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's something just to make things simple to us, how happy Allah when someone comes back. This simple hadith comes under the great ayah, which is قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. This is the main rule now. This is the biggest. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ, say, O Muhammad, to my servants, those who exceeded the limits of committing sins. أَسْرَفُوا. They did much more than you can expect. Exceeded the limits of making sins. أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Don't ever lose hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always waiting. But He does not push anyone to repent. He gives the power the willpower, the mentality, the understanding, the hidayah of direction, you remember? Then the final is my decision. ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها, which means it's my decision. Allah gives me the willpower, the fitra, the ability, the understanding, the guidance at the end of my decision. If I decided to take this way or this way. But the good news with it, whatever I do, whenever, regardless the level of exceeding the limits at any time, if I decided to repent, gates are open. Even though I exceed the limits. يَا بَلَنِي أَصْرَفَ عَلَفْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. And this is the resembling, تشبيه or تمثيل, the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for my repentance. So let's spread this among anyone we know. Because you know, this kind of the satanic push towards تَيْئِيسِ النَّاسِ مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ, to push them to lose hope from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is amazing. So part of our role, first of all, we ourselves, inshallah, to be happy with this gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then let's keep talking about for everyone around us. By spreading this good news, always we do save souls, bringing them back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.